Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn a very important word because we use that almost every three sentences. Most. We have Jesse from Transition with us. Hi, Jesse, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan.
Right, what do you like most in breakfast?
In breakfast? I love some muesli, actually. Oh. Some of the healthy kind.
Really? I never have it.
Oh.
Okay.
Wrong answer.
My favorite breakfast I like most is vegetable stir fry.
Wow. For breakfast?
From breakfast, for lunch and for dinner. Okay. Yeah. The way to say most in Chinese, there's only one word. 最.
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 最. It's a fourth tone, so we go down and then you can actually make a bit longer. 最.
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 最. And then the same character, the same sound, has also another matching character, which is get drunk.
Wow.
醉, 醉了。
Oh,
I'm drunk.
醉了。
醉了。我醉了。I'm drunk. And 醉, here, it means the most or most. So to say most what, then you say, for example, biggest. We say 醉大。大 is big.
醉大。
醉大。And then the most beautiful, 最美。
最美。
And the smallest, 最小。
最小。
最小。So when you add 最 in front of the adjective, that means most something.
Most something.
Yeah. And then to say someone, you are the best. For example, Jesse, you are the best. 最好。
最好。
最好。最 is the most, and then 好 is good. So you are the best, Jesse, 你最好。
最好。
最好。And then, of course, when people say that, that's more likely when they're asking for a favor.
Flattery.
Yeah,
exactly.
Flattery. Hi, Jesse, 你最好。你最好了。Means, oh, by the way, can I borrow 1 million from you? 你最好了。And then, 最 is a very useful word. You can say something even more complicated with that. The food I like most. It's, for example, the type of cuisine. It's Chinese food. So, 我最爱中国菜。我 is I. 最爱。I love most.
Okay.
中国 is China and 菜 is the cuisine. So 中国菜 Chinese food.
So that can be really useful to express something that, you know, I really like then or really love.
Yeah, either my favorite something, my favorite courses, my favorite Chinese teacher, and, and my favorite anything. Or you can say, hey, talk to your wife. 我最爱的人是你。You talk to your kids, your boys, and then say, oh, you are my favorite boy, or one of you is my favorite boy.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Don't go that.
I've only got one daughter, so I can say it to her.
All right, exactly. Yeah, but you got two boys, right?
Two boys, yeah.
Oh, there's a little bit of competition.
So how can I say they're both my favorite?
你们两个都是我最爱的。So okay. 你们两个,你们, you two, 两个, two people, are both my favorite boys.
Okay.
So the best student in the class, we say 最好的。
Mm-hmm.
学生,学生 the student, 最好的, the best teacher, 最好的老师。
最好的老师。
Yeah, and the best, for example, footballer, 足球员。And the best basketball player, 最好的篮球员。So you can hear 最,最好 all the time, everywhere. And then you express that either in describing things, about your feeling, about your preference as well.
So 最好的学生。
最好的学生。
你是最好的老师。
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm flattered. And then 最好的, for example, green tea. 最好的绿茶。绿茶is green tea. And 最好的 red wine, 红酒。最好的红酒 and 最好的 for example
music
最好的音乐
最好的音乐
That's right. And then if you remember in the past few months we've been learning all different phrases and sentences、
yeah.
Now you can mix and match and combine them together. For example 最好的钢琴家 We learned about pianist.
Yep.
So that's the best pianist. And then、yeah. learning Chinese is likeLearning any other things. You pick up a few keywords and then you mix and match and don't worry about making mistakes because more or less people understand you. And this is how I started learning English anyway.
Yeah.
Just by putting things together.
That's actually, yeah, that's the key to learning language, as we've said
a
few times.
Everything.
And you're right that by now, people will have learned, if you followed some of the other Chinese lessons, they would have learned a lot of words that you can start to put into, especially a lesson like this, you say.
Exactly.
So it gets interesting then, doesn't it? Because you can communicate quite a lot with your friends. And actually, if you make a mistake, sometimes it can be funnier.
Yeah.
I had a friend who once was learning English and said a cartoon of milk instead of a carton of milk.
Right, and a cartoon of milk. Okay.
I know, it makes you
I probably made
something.
That mistake before. Yeah.
It's an interesting way of saying something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Great. So today we learn the most, 最. And then we say the most beautiful, 最美. Biggest, 最大. My favorite, 最爱. The smallest, 最小. 我最爱, for example, I love most something, which 我最爱, 中国菜, for example, Chinese food. 我最爱英国, I love Britain most, something like that.
Okay.
So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you very much, Jesse, for joining us. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. And please don't forget to visit Chinesey.com. Bye, 再见.
再见.